everyone, it's Sania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. I wanted to share something I observed the other day. One of my children was about to do something that they didn't want to do, and they began to complain and then immediately stopped. And so I asked them, "What happened? Why did you stop complaining all of a sudden?" And they said that they were reminded of the other day when the Lord spoke to them and told them that they have been complaining too much and that they should be thankful for the things that He has provided for them. You know, it just touched my heart in such a way to see one of my children at such a young age take the things that the Lord had spoken to them and put it into practice. As exciting as it is, my prayer is that our children would do that all the time, that they would grow in putting everything that they learn into practice. It brings me to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27, and it says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." And what this verse is really speaking about is building a firm foundation in the Lord. As you take the things that you learn and you apply them to your lives, it begins to set a foundation in the things that God desires for our lives and how we're supposed to live our lives. And as we begin to establish that foundation, the different storms of life are going to come. The different wills and the different desires, sometimes maybe to complain about the way that things are going to come. But the thing that grounds you, the thing that holds you, is that foundation in the Lord and knowing what the Lord wants and being obedient to what God is calling you to. We set that example for our children by living that out in our own lives. And if our children don't see that, they will call us out on it. And we will do the same if we don't see our children putting into practice the things that they have learned, because the goal is not just to learn, but it's to take the things that we have learned and put them into practice. And so my prayer is that each and every one of our children would grow in taking the word in and putting it into practice so that they have a strong foundation in the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have blessed us and given us a word, Lord, that we can look intently into, that teaches us how to walk and how to live, Lord. A word, Lord, that sets up a very strong foundation in your will and desire for our lives. And Lord, we just pray that our children would grow and go deeper into that foundation that you have called for them, that they would not waver, that they would not see the things of the world and follow after them, but that they would go after all that you have called for their lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have called our children to know you and to serve you, that you have set them up, Lord God, so that they can build a strong foundation in you with teachers and leaders, Lord, that will guide them and show them how to build that relationship with you. And Lord, we pray this day that they would just grow in that they would take the things that you have taught them and put it into practice so that you would have a strong foundation for each child to live out their lives in you. Lord, we just bless you and we praise you this day. Amen. And that's the prayer, that our children would have a firm foundation in the Lord, taking the things that they have learned, taking the things that have been taught to them, the things that have been instilled in them, the things that have been demonstrated, and putting them into practice. God bless and have a wonderful week.